Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the homestead. Since our last podcast, you guys may have heard about the record-breaking warm temperatures that we've had here in Tennessee that also brought us some dangerous and devastating tornadoes. We were blessed here on our homestead, and we only had a couple of trees down, but I would ask that you guys pray for our neighbors north of us as they heal from their losses and they try to rebuild their lives. I'm sure you've seen some of the video footage from that area, and it's devastating. So they definitely need our prayers. Those record-breaking temperatures have allowed me to get a coat of paint on the water house. So I did get at least one coat of paint on there. And we're also we've got the vent system up on the overhangs so that we can vent the roof system. We had a minor setback because we could not get the baffles that we needed for the roof system. The baffles... they go in behind your insulation, and they prevent the insulation from being damaged by the condensation from the metal roof, and they leave little air ways through there that allows the roof to breathe, and that also makes it cooler in the summer. So I wasn't able to get those locally, and when I went online to order them, every website that I went to didn't have enough for our project. So that caused a bit of a delay, but we did find some. Our local Lowe's did finally get another shipment in, and so we did get those in, and so we will get back on that project as soon as we can. The warm weather's also start laying eggs. These young hens were hatched here on the homestead this past spring, and I really wasn't expecting them to start laying until the coming spring. But they did start laying, so I'm pretty excited about that. It's really exciting to have the fresh duck eggs. We are expecting some cooler temperatures next week, so I think they may back off on the laying, but that was a nice little surprise. Now, our chicken hens, they've slowed down a little bit with their production, and they always do when the days get shorter, but they, the Brahmas are the breed that we have here on our homestead. I've raised light Brahmas for many, many years, but I have a new flock of dark Brahmas that I started this past year, and they are really lovely birds, so I'm happy to have them, and these Brahmas have always produced more eggs than me and my husband can eat, so they're really, really nice birds, and they lay really well through the wintertime. They're excellent broodies, So for a homestead, I think they're the perfect bird. I freshened some of my older garden beds, just to give you a quick update on that, for the spring planting. And I've cleaned out my animal areas and started new compost piles in preparation to fill the new beds that we're building, because we are definitely planning to expand our growing areas. So we got some of that work done since our last podcast. And our winter garden experiment, it's gone really well. You know, of course, we've had the warmer weather, so the real test is going to be in January. That's coming up. So we'll see how that goes and see see how long we can keep it going. But I will have to be honest. Fresh greens in December, it's got me so spoiled. So year-round growing is something that we're going to continue to pursue. Having that fresh, live food, it's just, there's nothing like it. Now, I normally talk about what we're doing here on the homestead in hopes that it might inspire others. The purpose of sharing this journey is to share what we're learning and to inspire when we can. The reason that we do it, trying to live more sustainably every day, trying to live debt-free, it's for our freedom. So our food today, it's so contaminated, it's impossible to eat it and for us to be healthy. So food freedom, it's not a privilege given to us by our governments. It's being able to grow your own food and feed yourself. It's a God-given birthright to every man and woman. The Creator's given us all that we need here to survive on this planet. Humans have lived here on this planet for thousands of years and fed themselves from the land for thousands of years. So we believe that we can live a mixture of all that wonderful knowledge from the past and from some of the things from modern day conveniences today, so we can live healthier lives than we have been here in recent years. One of the biggest drains on our local systems is healthcare. And by improving the quality of our food, we can improve our health and that of our community. So we can work together to care for those in our community that need a helping hand instead of handing them over to the system to be lost forever. Now, there's been a lot of buzz lately around about guardianships and conservatorships and things like that since the Britney Spears case. But these guardianships and these medical kidnappings, they've been going on for years and years, and they're getting worse. So we need to take control of our own lives. We need to become self-reliant to avoid this type of overreach. So that's something that we feel very strongly about here on the homestead. And for that reason, our greenhouse project is really, it's taking a high priority. So that is going to be up and running by the spring. And we plan to sell or share our excess plants with our community and for those that want to grow their own food and become more self-reliant. We're going to share knowledge when we can and help others in our community live a healthier life by eating cleaner, healthier food. Them learn to be more self-reliant, those that are interested in learning. Now, I mentioned in a previous podcast that I've been working with a local Freedom Cell. If you haven't heard about Freedom Cells, you should do a quick search on that. There's tons of information out there, and the people that I've been in contact with are absolutely wonderful people. They're always willing to help others and share knowledge and information. Just a wonderful group of people who want to become self-reliant. We are going to be having a meetup with our local cell here in March, and a seed swap is going to be part of that gathering. So I'm really excited about that. So that's another thing we can do to share self-reliance in our community. So we're going to take advantage of it. So I've got to get back to work. So I'm going to have to end our podcast for today. I just wanted to come on and do a quick update to kind of let you guys know what was going on with the Waterhouse project, because that is a huge project here on the homestead. total game changer. With the rain catchment on it and the ability to keep our water from freezing, total game changer. So that is a really big big part of our infrastructure here. So I want to keep you guys posted on that. But I also wanted to make mention of our seriousness about this food freedom. And I want to share that information with as many people as possible. So I really appreciate you guys stopping by and spending this time with me here on the homestead today. And I want you guys to think about what you can do to become more self-reliant. Think about what you can do to start getting yourself out of debt and getting yourself in a situation where you might be able to grow your own food. And if you can't, if you're in a city or something where you can't grow your own food, reach out to someone like me, a local grower in your area, and get to know them, someone that you can trust to grow that clean, healthy food for you. Because health is so important, guys, and I want that for everyone. So thanks again for stopping by, and just remember, just grow food, guys. Just grow food.